This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And welcome to Lay Link with Basha and Tian. We are coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Basha, how are you this evening?
Happy Australia Day, everybody. I'm really good.
Happy Australia Day. Australia Day.
Australia Day.
You've got to say Australia Day.
Australia Day.
Australia Day.
Yeah, see, I don't get the ocker thing happening.
I can do ocker pretty well.
Really?
Yeah, I can actually.
I never thought I could until I left the country, and then I realised that, yeah, I can actually do ocker. But now I'm back, it just, it's like it's disappeared.
But you don't sound Aussie. You've still got that whole sexy European thing going on. We could go on. Let's not. What did we do on the weekend?
What did we do?
It was action-packed. Well,
I went to D&M Love on Friday night.
Friday
over 26s.
And over 26 night.
Yeah, you weren't allowed to go.
I wasn't allowed to go because I'm under 26.
Oh, baby.
Curse my parents. Not really. But, you know, I wish I'd have been born just a little bit earlier so I could have, you know, joined you.
Partaken. Well, yeah, they weren't actually checking IDs, so I'm sure you could have actually got in.
I totally could have come with you.
Yeah.
That makes me really sad.
But it was good. It was a good night.
I have heard very good things about this. And, of course, at D&M, which is a great venue, which we all love, and hopefully you guys have gone down there. It's on Commercial Road in South Yarra. They're having events all the time at the moment, and it's really, really cool to have a venue that is just smashing
onto
the scene.
And it's got a good mix of things and with the different rooms and different environments. It's just nice. It's a good night.
This Saturday, I was told last night that this Saturday they're doing the jelly wrestling again.
I thought they did that. Oh, okay. Yeah, it is this Saturday. Sorry, I'm completely out of it. I'm thinking, didn't they do that last week? Don't mind me.
I'm really excited about it.
But yes, and
pools and women writhing around in jellies. It's meant to be.
I know. I was missing that. I was missing that at Midsummer. Where was the lube wrestling?
Where was the lube wrestling at Midsummer?
I was all ready for it.
What happened
not
there?
To
watch.
To watch, not to partake in it.
I was going to film, take photos, upload it later, you know, stuff
exactly,
like that.
Just fun. But you went to drag racing on Friday.
I did. I went to Calder Park with my very good friend Ilche and my girlfriend Nat, and we hung out down there for the night at Calder Park. We got a little bit cold, which was interesting.
Well, it's called Calder Park. So.
I see what you did there.
That was so bad. I'm sorry, people. They're going to start messaging. Stop with the cheesy jokes.
It was an awesome night. And I think the fastest car I saw was like 7.6 seconds or something down the straight, which is really, really fast.
Okay. Were there any drag queens drag racing?
No, there were no drag queens.
So we have to go to Mardi Gras to see that because you don't see that there.
Possibly could see a couple of drag queens.
Because I reckon
that'd
be fun.
Oxford Street, maybe.
Because I reckon that should be the best thing to watch.
It would be entertaining.
It would.
Yeah, I can imagine like the big hair and the makeup going.
And those heels and then pushing that car. Just, you know, driving in heels is not easy.
But I'm curious, would the pit crew also be drag queens? Do you know what a pit crew is?
Yeah, I do know what they are.
Good.
No, they'd probably be all butch lesbians.
They probably would. And you know what? They'd be dirty.
Because you know, if they're all drag queens, they'd probably be worried about breaking a nail or something.
Yes, they would. They would. They definitely would. That's terrible. I'm sure there are drag queens out there that love drag racing. If you're one of them, let us know. Now, Saturday, you didn't do much Saturday.
No, I didn't.
But I carried the torch.
You did.
For us.
You went to D&M again.
I did. I went out to D&M. So I at least.
See, I was there the night before. It was like, you know.
We got a bit of D&M love
each
night. So it kind of works out. I did go to D&M. I had an interstate friend, Alicia's a very good friend of mine. She came over from Perth all the way over just to come and hang out with us homos, which I'm sure felt really great for her, poor girl. She came
so I'm
out.
I'm guessing she's straight.
It's very straight.
Oh, no conversion yet?
No, not even going to happen in a million years. Which is good because I like people who are just, you know, obvious.
Solidly straight.
Yeah, no confusion there at all.
Okay.
It feels good to have people like that in my life.
Yeah.
So we went out to D&M. We had a really good night. We ended up at Priscilla's. I've never been to Priscilla's before.
I know, I saw the messages. I'm thinking,
yeah, what are you doing
at Priscilla's?
I've never
been there.
It was a really good night, though. Priscilla's is actually a pretty cool little place. There's a lot of dodginess about, and I like to have a night with a little bit of dodginess in it. So
it's always good.
Yeah, it's always good. But on Saturday during the day, we did go shopping at DFO. I have to mention that. DFO out in Moorabbin, it's like heaven. You wouldn't like it because there's no designer brands, but
I went there and I bought nothing.
Yeah, there you
Sorry, I bought... No, I lie. I went there and bought a scarf.
I bought so much stuff.
I like my dear foe at Southwark. My mecca.
Your mecca.
I pray. Well, and you know Sunday, what? Ladies.
I'm happy to split that with you. I'll have Moorabbin. You can have Southwark.
Yeah.
That works fine for you.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Because you don't want to shop with me anyway.
I don't. Because
you get annoyed.
Yeah, I get annoyed with you all the time.
Like earlier.
Yes.
Sundaylicious.
We went to Sundaylicious on Sunday.
That was fun.
Of course we did.
That was so much fun.
It is so much fun. They Julie McKenzie, bless her, told people to show up in their bikini top and they would get a drink on her, which I think is...
Sneaky, getting a look at women's boobs.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Sneaky, but also extremely intelligent.
Yes, because they seem to walk around in them for a long time.
Yes, if anyone would like to show up here in their bikini, I won't do anything because I have a girlfriend. Moving on. Monday was Chinese New Year.
And I went and had... dinner with my surrogate Chinese family and just...
Sorry, how do I get one of those?
You just got to be in the...
On the internet?
Yeah, you got to be in the know. But we went and feasted, and whenever I thought that they'd brought enough food on the table and they were taking plates away, then all of a sudden they brought more. And I just couldn't believe it. I've never eaten so much in my life, but it was good. And then the dragons came out and, yeah, all the fun stuff.
Dragons. The only thing that I really noticed about Chinese New Year is I got down to the end of the street... I think it was Monday morning? I don't know. Anyway.
It would have been, Monday night.
Yeah. So I got down to the end of my street Monday night. There's a Chinese shop on the corner and there was all these little red fireworks all broken and sounded dead all over the ground. And I was like, oh, yeah, Chinese New Year. Yeah. To remind me.
Yeah, and there was probably like lettuce everywhere as well.
I didn't manage to spot any lettuce. Why?
Oh, because they hang like veggies outside the store and the dragons eat it.
You're kidding.
No, they do. And the more mess they make, the better luck you will have. It's a luck thing.
Maybe this is the idea that my housemate has. Maybe that's why she leaves shit all over the place.
Yeah, but it's not just once a year.
No, that's like weekly. All right. If you are listening, Anne, I love you.
And Wednesday,
we went out. We went out to Girl and Eve.
We did.
First we had a lovely dinner.
Yes,
from a lovely Thai restaurant.
It took ages to deliver. Oh, my God, I was so hungry.
Yes. Poor Basha was clawing at the walls. and I was scared she was going to claw the delivery man's face off when he did arrive.
Well, he took his time. 45 minutes is not an hour and a half.
No, it is not. I did love it, the fact that we called and they said that they would be 10 minutes and they were another...
Yeah, because they hadn't made our meal. But anyway.
Liars.
But yes, Girl and Eve.
Girl and Eve, New Guernica. It's in the city. It's on Little Collins Street.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, Little Collins Street. Oh, a bit hazy for me. We went. It was interesting.
It was an interesting night.
It was a very young crowd.
Very young.
I think for the first time, I'm not that old, but for the first time, I felt old. That's sad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's a
it was
bit
very. Sad. It was very smoky in there, so you couldn't really see like 2 meters in front of you. So it was sort of weird.
But I did like the music because DJ Mafia was playing, of course. Again, you weren't too keen on the set from the other night.
Some of the music was good, but it was just a bit too much rap for my liking. I'm a bit too white for that kind of music. I don't have the rhythm, and people just will look at me and I look like I'm having a fit or something. I just can't get the rhythm.
Yeah, I can
hip hop,
yeah,
cool, but the rap, I just don't know what to do.
I'm not very good at doing the whole head bop thing. Like I suck at it. I don't look like I'm grooving. I look like I'm fitting. Yeah,
you know, I'll probably just try and impersonate Snoop or something.
Just sit in the corner with some chicks around and give her a... it's all good. Anyway, so we did Girl and Eve. That was interesting. I didn't stay long.
No, you didn't. You deserted us quite early.
Because I went to Crown, which there's no gay people at Crown. I think we were the only ones last night. It was pretty funny. You know, we went down and watched. They've got the World Poker Tournaments going on down there at the moment. And we were in the Poker Den, which I don't know. It's this secret hidden place at the bottom of Crown.
It's not really that hidden, but anyway.
It's seedy. It is seedy. It is full of seedy old men playing poker, maybe the occasional lesbian, but you can't really tell them apart. And it's I'm kidding. Anyway, it was interesting. It's actually really, really interesting.
Yeah.
Some of these guys, like, they take it way.
Were they playing with cards or were they playing the electronic one?
No, cards.
Actually, okay.
They've got tables.
Yeah, no, but they've got like an electronic one now, which is weird because you don't actually get cut. Like you get like they throw electronic cards at you and stuff. It's really weird.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Ah, so you didn't walk around the whole den.
Clearly, I didn't walk around the whole den.
No, because there's this part where it's just maybe they got rid of those tables because they were just weird.
I walked through the den to the bar got a drink, sat down, and then perused the den.
Perused?
Yeah, there's like a balcony. You like sit up there, and you can like watch everyone. It's kind of interesting.
Well, just to let people know, now, today is your 90s playlist.
It is my 90s playlist today.
So if you have comments, if you like, dislike, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Oh, Andy's back. Told us that he loves the first song.
Oh, hi, Andy. Yes.
Hi, Andy.
That was Two Princes.
Spin Doxes. It's the first CD he ever bought at Brash's. Oh, my God, Brash's.
That's cool.
Yes.
That is very cool. I hope he likes the next one. If he
doesn't. Hopefully. We're playing the next one now, aren't we?
We are playing the next one now.
What's the next one?
Just to let you know, join in our discussion tonight. We do want to hear from you. We're going to be talking about Australia Day. What did you do? We want to know. We're also going to be talking about domestic chores. What do you hate? And we're going to be introducing you to two really awesome new projects that we've come across in the last month that we hope that you'll be able to join us on this journey of discovery.
Oh, God.
We're going to be discovering a lot.
We will. A little bit too much.
And you're back on Laylink with Basha and Tian. Basha?
We have a message from Monkey. Monkey's telling us, yeah. Everyone knows who Monkey is.
No, not everyone.
Sally.
Knows what Monkey
okay.
is.
She's saying Happy Australia Day.
Happy Australia Day. Where is Sally right now?
London. In the cold.
I wonder how
it's nice and warm here.
Are doing Australia Day.
I'm guessing a lot of drinking like they do as normal.
Probably.
So what did you do today?
What did I do today? I went down and fed my girlfriend's horses. That was fun. And then I went to her house and I had a really huge barbecue lunch, which was really filling. I'm actually still full from it, but I also did have dinner, so that explains it.
Yeah, but European families, lots of food.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, that's normal.
A lot of food. But it was good. I had a really chilled out Australia Day. For a day off of work, that's the kind of thing that I'm looking for. Just
it's had a slow, relaxing day as well.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, it's so, just good.
What did you do? You said you were watching the tennis. Tell me about the tennis.
Yeah, I was watching the tennis. I was watching the women's semifinals, Kleisters and Azarenko.
Yeah.
And, yes, it was a good match.
And, you do love your tennis.
I do love... Oh, come on. It's this is what I do. Australia Day, like you're asking me what I do. What I do is I watch tennis. It's pretty much all I do. I get up late, do nothing, and watch tennis.
I like the getting up late part.
Yeah. Yeah. But the funny thing is that after today's semifinals, the finals will now consist of Sharapova and Azarenko. Now, that means nothing to you, right?
It's nothing at all.
No, but these two women are the biggest screamers on the court.
Okay, so what you mean by screamer, you don't know them personally.
Yeah. No, they grunt and moan and throughout the game, and actually very high pitch.
Now, you were explaining to me the other week that, or someone did, that...
Yeah, that was me, about the bouncing. I don't know. Maybe they're just... who knows?
They scream so that their opponent can't hear the ball bouncing off the court.
Something like that, but I don't know if that's true. I'm telling people that, you know, if you're going to that game, bring earmuffs or earplugs because it's going to be a very loud game.
Or a voice recorder so you can play it back later.
And I'm guessing that the... Yeah, that'd be pretty funny. I'm guessing the umpire will be looking at the two tennis players going, quiet, please. Quiet, please.
I see what you did there. And, that was funny.
I will be watching, but with the sound off because those two women will just really... That'll just be too loud. And it'll just, my mind will go to the wrong spot.
It's really bad when you got two sweaty women together that are really loud, isn't it?
Oh, look, Cian's messaged us.
And what's Cian saying?
Oops, my boobs. Of course. We'd expect nothing else from Cian.
Yeah, Cian does have a bit of boob love, doesn't she?
The little mouse?
Little mouse. She's a good friend of ours.
But the other thing that happened today was just quite funny.
Julia Gillard.
She got a bit manhandled by her people, which was funny to see.
I don't believe that Julia Gillard likes men, but that's okay.
It was just weird to see that our PM got in the middle of all that.
She
wasn't really directed at her. It was directed at Mr. Abbott.
Yes.
Who, yes, well, anyway. Yeah, she got caught in the crossfire.
She did.
Maybe it's the red hair.
I reckon she would have ladders in her stockings and everything.
Well, they were just grabbing her and throwing her into that car, and she looked frightened. It was like, oh, my God, the poor woman.
The
she doesn't know what's happening.
That I noticed, and I did watch a lot of TV today when I was chilling out, and the only thing that I did notice about Julia Gillard was she looked really, really pale. Did you pick up on that? Like, sickly kind of pale, especially when she was, like, handing out awards and stuff in Canberra or wherever she was. She looked really pale, like scary. Like
I wasn't actually watching that part.
I know that redheads are usually pale, but she was really pale.
Well, there you go.
They need to like sort that lady out with some bronzer or something.
No, that would look wrong. No.
The red and the red. Oh, my gosh, that would look wrong.
She looked like an Oompa Loompa. Oh, I can't believe I said that. Sorry.
We need to attack her with a wind machine and some like spray paint or something and just poof up that hair. She'd look great.
We're getting messages.
Yeah.
Frog. Aurel.
Aurel from
France.
See,
we all have these different names, so you don't know these names. Aurel is saying, Happy Australia Day, girls. Big hugs and kisses.
Oh, we do.
Oh, to you and Sally too. Oh, because she knows Sally's listening.
Oh, that's gorgeous. That is very gorgeous. We miss you, girls. We miss you a lot. What else did you do today, Basha?
Oh, I was in the garden for a little bit, looking after my herbs.
In the garden?
Yeah, I was moving some of my herb garden around and showing it a bit of love. And we just have a message here. The last Sharapova match I saw had a shriek-o-meter.
A shriek-o-meter.
Yeah, that thing will be off the grid on the women's final.
I think I need one of those in my bedroom, just quietly. Or should I say just loudly?
Just loudly. Oh,
funny. Gosh, we're on fire, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Loving life. So domestic chores, Basha, we're going to talk quickly about those. We want to know out there if you have any domestic chores that you hate and what you do to avoid doing them. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. What do you hate doing?
I hate ironing. I really, really, really hate ironing. It got to the stage where I was so hating ironing that I actually bought more clothes so I wouldn't have to iron. But the downside was when I finally had to iron because I ran out of clothes, I was there for like 5 hours.
That's great.
So it wasn't such a good idea.
See, I don't believe in ironing. It doesn't worry me. It doesn't stress me out. I just do not iron. Instead, I take my clothes straight out of the dryer and I hang them up.
Yeah, but sometimes shirts and pants you need to iron. Nah. I can't go into the corporate world with a crinkled shirt.
No, I go into my corporate world and I don't care if my shirt is crinkled.
I do. The other thing I hate is mopping the floors because half your house is out of action for hours because it's bloody wet.
Yeah, I don't mop either. No. I pay people to do that for me.
Really?
I will pay people to do that for me. Seriously,
you've got the tiniest floor in the world.
I know, but there are so many things in my house that I just refuse to do. I would rather pay someone to do it for me. I've even been considering, as I mentioned the other day, just, you know, having someone come in and clean the house once a week or once a fortnight because I can't be bothered. I work a lot.
I
can't be bothered.
So what's the domestic chore that you hate, cleaning in general?
Probably the domestic chore that I hate the most would be cleaning the stovetop. I hate that. Because it's so greasy and the stuff never comes off.
Is that why it's now covered in aluminium foil?
Yes. I put aluminium foil off, like, over the top of it so that it would take a smaller amount of time to clean it when I do clean it.
It reminds me of those, you know, those couches that people have with the plastic on them and all the remote controls with plastic on them?
I have seriously considered doing that to my couch. I have. Because I flipped my cushions a couple of weeks ago and what did I find?
I'm sure you flipped your cushion.
Oh, don't even start. All right, look, we love to have communication on our show. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. I love it. You're on Leylink with Basha and Tian, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Find us on Facebook, like our page, send us a message. Communication.
Yes, what we want. And we have a message from Andy. He says he loves ironing and hates cleaning the bathroom. I think I have to get into business with Andy because I love cleaning bathrooms and I hate ironing.
I think maybe you should
We'll just swap the stuff. That wasn't supposed to sound like it did. I'm sorry, Andy, if I offended you. It wasn't meant to sound dirty.
Hopefully he's having a good laugh about that one. That is a bit of a crack up, isn't it? Basha, we've got something very exciting to talk about.
I promise
we have two projects to talk about tonight. One of them is 5 in 5.
5 in 5. Five dates, 5 weeks. Raise awareness for urban poverty.
So the idea of this is that you go on 5 dates with 5 people during a 5-week period.
Yes.
And there's a $47 registration fee, is that
there
right?
There is.
Yeah, and you just do this on their website, which is 5in5.com.au. Apparently we've got Facebook link to chuck up for them either tonight or tomorrow as well.
Yes.
So if you do like our Facebook page, you'll find link. Hala.
And this is from the 4th of February to the 9th of March.
So you've got some time to sort of tee up your dates.
Really?
A little bit of time.
It's a week.
Well, you've got this weekend, so get on out there.
on the town. So how it works, make sure you're single.
I
am.
So unfortunately.
Step 2, register your details. Tick, I've done that. Because yes, people, I'm doing this.
You are doing this.
God help me. step 3, network, spread the word. Break through social barriers. So find your dates.
We've got a pretty good tool here using radio to find you some dates, Basha. How many dates are we going to be sending you on through radio? You've got...
Five. We're not taping them, though.
We're not taping
them. No, because I know you said, oh, can I tape them? Or can I film them? And I'm thinking, because that's not awkward. Could you please talk into the flowers? Thank you.
Yeah.
And ignore the lady in the corner with the camera. I don't know who she is.
She just films people all day.
She just loves you. Yeah. I'm not waving to her.
That'd be good value, though. Give me a laugh.
Yeah, I know it would. The way this thing works is it's basically dating the old-fashioned way. So not online profiles.
Yeah.
You find your dates through your community, your friends, your colleagues, family. Put the word out there. Be brave. It's for charity.
Through your grandma, as long as she knows that you're, you know, a homo, because that could be awkward. This is Steve.
Hello.
Sorry, grandma. Don't think Steve's my type.
Follow us one date down. What a go. Steve would be upset.
Let's try and, you know, not only will we crack those social barriers, we'll crack the sexuality barriers too.
Yeah, that
we?
Could be awkward. Ladies and gentlemen, come and join me. Don't let me be the only one doing this. If there's anyone out there that you may be wanting to ask out, but you're a little bit scared to do it, this is a really good way to do it because you're raising money for charity and awareness.
Yeah.
And
you can use that as an excuse.
Yeah, and it will help you.
Yeah.
You know, message us.
Yeah, we will.
Ask us for advice and stuff.
And we can ask people out for you. I am totally
exactly.
keen to call up whoever her name is or his name is and say, hey, do you?
Really?
I know this totally cool guy through the radio who kind of possibly wants to ask you out. It will be like when Mila Kunis went out on a date with that guy from the army, except, you know...
I would go on a date with her.
I would go on a date with her. No, I wouldn't because I have a girlfriend. Anyway... So
I'm doing this, and you know what, Tian, because you seem to think that you know me so well.
I do.
I'm going to allow you to organise two dates for me. I will go on two blind dates that you organise for me. Two conditions.
Two conditions.
One must be female.
Yeah, duh.
Well, duh, but just want to put it out there.
Here's my mate Bruce. Trick him
just,
out.
Just check that thing. And femme.
Femme.
Yeah,
you know
me.
You like a bit femmy. I know you do. You like them. Tall, blonde, gorgeous.
I want to extend my wardrobe. That's the whole point of dating
a
femme.
You get like the
extra,
girlfriend?
No, but you just get more clothes and shit like that. It's all good. That's why I like
this is my
women.
Girlfriend, Tina. She makes a great hat.
Well, Andy wrote us back to say he laughed his ass off. So,
okay,
yes.
I'm glad.
I'm glad you enjoyed that. My slip of the tongue.
Would you like to dress up in drag and take Basha on a date?
Hey, drag queens do great cleavage.
They do great cleavage, don't they?
Their shoes are a little bit too big for me. I'm not a really big size 10, but you know.
You could borrow a feather boa.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a bit fun.
Hot. That would be hot. Give me I remember when I had a red feather. I had a red feather boa at one stage, and I used to wake up with red feathers randomly placed around the bedroom. I won't go into it. Anyway, overshare.
Oh yeah, that was because I'm thinking, what were you doing? I really don't want to know.
No, just you know. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on. Oh God, my head is just spinning. Help!
It's great. I love it. All right. Hey, we've got some events to run through very quickly, don't we, Basha?
We do. What's happening on this weekend? So we all know.
Friday at D&M South Yarra Commercial Road, 9 p.m. till late. We've got Carnival. They do it every Friday. It's hot and it's fun. And you should go check out their bar staff because they're pretty cool and they dance. I like it. We also have Dance Trio.
At the Laundry.
The Laundry. You can take your dirty undies again.
Oh, you and your laundry.
Oh, love it. That's the Laundry, of course, in Fitzroy. 9:30 p.m. till late. Dirty undies are optional. Saturday night is Orlando at the Workers Club in Fitzroy, 6 p.m. till late. And Saturday night, also D&M, they're doing the Jolly Wrestling, as we mentioned before, 9 p.m. till late, South Yarra Commercial Road.
And what else is on Saturday?
And Saturday night, Saturday day, starting at 5:30, going until late, I guess you could say, we have a queer roller derby.
Well, there you go.
Man, roller derby chicks are hot.
They're a bit violent, though.
I like it. I like it. They, like, bash each other. Anyway, it's Battle on the Bent Track 2012. Saturday, January 28th, as I said before, at Puck Handler's Stadium, which is corner Blake and Davy Street in Reservoir.
At what stadium? Puck Handler.
Puck Handler's.
Okay. We'll put a link for you, ladies.
We are. We're going to link all these events up. And Sunday, of course, down at Libation on Brunswick Street in Fitzroy, they do a mid-arvo till late session called It's a Girl Thing. You should check it out. They always have a great DJ. It's a nice intimate little gathering.
Yes.
Lots of gay elves running around doing their thing.
Yep.
And their fangs.
Their fangs, yes.
Look
and
out
that
for the
DJ
girls.
Does play a lot of Kylie. Look I out. Love him.
Yeah.
And when I look at him and go, Kylie, he just does like a Kylie like marathon. Kylie, I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah, okay. Also, of course, don't forget Midsummer is still live and happening. So check out www.midsummer.org.au for more information on events during the summer season. And check out our Facebook page, like it, and we'll hook you up with events as well.
Yep, and message us.
And message us, of course. It's
going to a song now?
Pretty well, we are.
Which song are we going to play now? Well, surprise me. What is your 90s song list?
It's Butterfly by Crazy Town.
Okay, that's good. That's yeah. very late 90s.
This is
99.
Like, it's,
yeah, it's
I
a good song though.
I love it. All right.
All right.
And you're back on Leylink with Basha and Tian. We've been having a really fun show, haven't we?
We have.
We've been laughing a lot.
We have.
I like it when we laugh a lot.
Yeah, it's good.
And we've been getting a lot of communication, which is even better.
Yes.
So we always invite
more. From around the world.
From around the world. We always invite more. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Or you can like our page on Facebook, send us a message on Facebook, right on our Facebook wall.
Yes.
Oh, I love Facebook.
You do.
Got a bit of an obsession.
Okay, so we're talking about, what is this topic we're talking about?
You can't even say the word.
No, because when you sent this to me, like at first, I thought it was a joke and I deleted it. Oh, mind you, I opened this thing on my phone.
Okay, well, let's just get into it.
Let's just tell people what we're talking
about. All right, so I came across this. Somebody on Facebook liked this page called 101 Vagina or 101 Vagina. Okay, and I thought it was weird, and I went, okay, I've got to look at it, and I did the same thing Basha did. I opened it up in my web browser. Fortunately, I was at home. And
what are you greeted by?
What am I greeted by is really hairy bush.
Yeah, and I opened that at work.
But not like dodgy bush. I'm talking like black and white, nude, kind of tasteful. But hairy bush, that woman needs to wax. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, like a 70s bush.
But Basha, this is really
exciting.
I opened
this in the workplace, hello, okay, and I looked at this and went, oh, shit. Open plan office.
Go to this website. It's called www.101vagina.com. It is not safe for work.
No, it is definitely not.
But you should check it out because this link, it's really interesting. What this guy is doing is he is collecting tasteful photos of vaginas for women, and he's creating a coffee book.
And he's planning to collect, book. I guess, 101 vaginas?
I'm thinking maybe 101. And you were saying the other day is about 40%. Is that what you read somewhere?
Yeah, I read on his thing that he's at 40%.
Yeah, so look, I want to support this guy. We're going to
really? You're going to support him? Because I'm doing the 5 in 5, so does that mean you're having a photo taken?
I think that would be fair.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I have it on air.
I thought about it. And I
please don't make me identify you on the 101 things.
Because everybody's vagina is different. Only people that have slept with me. Actually, no, not even people that have slept with me.
Because that would be pushing the friendship, really. You make me find me. I'll give you 3 guesses.
Look, I think a lot of the idea behind this is to remove the stigma around vaginas, celebrate how beautiful they are. Check out the website. As I said, it's www.101vagina.com.
So it's bush confidence.
It is all about
not
bush
George
confidence.
Bush confidence.
No, that would be odd.
Yeah.
I want to support this, Basha, because I know that when I was first discovering my sexuality, I didn't have a lot of bush confidence.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't have hardly any at all. And now I have like awesome bush confidence. And I think it's really important that women out there see what a lot of vagina looks like. And I'm not talking about perfect waxed airbrushed vagina that you see in porn or in porno magazines. I'm talking about like real vaginas. So if you're in Melbourne and
you just keep saying that word, don't you?
I
you
do
just keep
I'm
saying
trying
it.
To, I'm just trying to like remove the stigma from it so I can say it as much as possible without being dodgy. No, but the important thing to remember here is that you can get involved in this. Anyone can get involved in this project. Jump on the website, send the guy an email, get in contact with him. You can support him, you can send him a message, you can go to his studio apparently and he will photograph you himself.
And where is his studio?
I don't know yet, but if you have a look on the website, I'm sure you'll
find it.
Is it
in Melbourne? You were saying it was in Melbourne.
It is in Melbourne, yeah. It's in Melbourne. So, and that's why I'm kind of keen to get behind this project as well. So I'm going to send him an email.
Get behind the bush?
I'm going to get behind the bush. I don't have much bush. Anyway, my dad does not need to know that. I'm sorry, Dad. Awkward. I really hope he doesn't listen to this one.
Well, Andy's saying that our show rocks.
Thank you, Andy.
I'm hoping that the vagina talk is not putting him off.
I'm really hoping it's not as well, because you know, a lot of gay men are quite scared of ladies' bits.
Yeah, well, they're not familiar with them.
Yeah, but a lot of lesbians aren't familiar with ladies' bits either.
A lot of lesbians are scared of male bits as well. So
I suppose this is a universal issue.
Everyone's scared of everyone's bits.
We all need to get comfortable with each other's bits.
Okay,
I'm putting that out there.
You're putting that out there. So is this like going to be turned into like a Swedish movie or something?
Ew, not in here.
Yeah, please no.
It'd
don't.
Be awkward.
This that would be very awkward.
Mighty sexy.
God, what is Tian wearing at the moment? Headphones and headphones. Please make her put her clothes back on. God help us.
We've gone from see-through clothes to no clothes. I like it.
Oh, yeah. So you will be doing this. So you're going to be contacting this guy, Mr. Philippe, I believe his name was.
This is the thing everyone needs to understand, that this project is completely anonymous. Vagina's not going to be named, but you are more than welcome to share with the world a message from your vagina.
So what, you're gonna like write a little message
No. They take a photo and they include a message at the bottom from your vagina or from you about your vagina or something like that. I'm going to make a message from my vagina saying that my vagina should listen to Basha and Tian on Thursday nights at 11 p.m. on Joy.
Because then no one will know that that's you.
I know, but that's what's dodgy about it. No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that. Gosh, can you imagine? Can you imagine? What if my dad saw?
Yeah, I don't think he wants to.
All right,
I'm guessing our respective fathers have tuned out of our show at the moment.
Have.
They've switched off their radios.
Oh, my poor dad.
My poor dad.
Oh, sorry, dads.
Sorry, Dad. if you're still listening, I did pre-warn you.
Basha and Tian, we're coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Like our Facebook page. You can get in the know, I guess, with events around Melbourne and get to know some pretty kooky details. And you also get a little bit of a sneak preview of what we'll be talking about on the show each week.
Exactly. So you can prepare your discussion topics.
Yes.
So now, your music selection. I recall the discussion last week about bubble pop.
Yeah. You've gone just sort wait of for it, because I have something lined up
right.
for the end of this show.
All right, go lined
that is
up.
It's going to drag us, unfortunately, over midnight.
But you've got all this stuff in here that was nothing bubbly
these,
poppy
these
about
are
any of it.
That
they're
I
good
love.
Songs, but you were spruking bubble pop.
Yeah, well, as I said, I'm bringing it back.
All right.
You're going to love it. It's going to be amazing. Honest. Anyway, this has been an awesome show.
It's been fun.
It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed it, and I'm hoping that next week we have as much fun.
Yes, and our friend, our little frog, has said she's enjoyed our show.
Lovely.
And
that's
she's
what we
wishing
like
us and she's wishing us all the best on my 5 dates and your vagina project.
Yes, vagina.
Okay. Well, ladies, we've had fun, and gentlemen, we've had a lot of fun. Hope you have.
Yeah.
Stay safe.
Stay safe. Stay
have
happy.
A great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
There's a lot happening.
There is. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
My last song.
Oh, my God.
We're totally keen. If you love it, like our Facebook page.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.